This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. And isn't this a delight? Here we are, 2 weeks away from, 2 weeks from today is Christmas. And so, you know, I was thinking about this week and thinking about just the season. And December used to be a real challenging time for me. I did pretty well all year round, but then December would come along and it's my birthday plus Christmas plus New Year's plus I have 5 members of my immediate family whose birthdays are in December. And it was just a really intense time. And one day I just decided it had to just be easier. And so I began developing things that just allowed me to be more present, more aware, more just in the moment. And one of those things that I discovered was learning how to receive well. And that's the topic for today's show. I'm looking forward to chatting with you on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And when you call in, Kiara will ask you for your email. And the only reason we're asking you for that is because I'll put you on the list so that you receive a complimentary seat in our upcoming Flipping the Switch seminar, which is happening in January. The evenings in January are Thursday evenings, I believe. Let me just really quickly get you the dates here. I believe they're Thursday evenings, and yes, and they begin on the 15th of January. So that's 15th of January, the 22nd of January, and the 29th of January is Flip Your Switch. And what that is, and I know that the radio show is called Flipping the Switch, but Flip Your Switch is really about you and how you can, for your own self, in your own way, personalized to you. So I keep that course number down low. The max that we ever have is about 12, sometimes a few more, but I like to keep it around the 12 mark so that you make sure that you get your questions answered. As part of that, you also get a one-on-one 15-minute Skype session with me where I'll teach you how to muscle test yourself so that you can zone right in on what it is exactly that you are looking for. The emotion that you're looking to create more of in your life, which will make your own personal repatterning using the book or using the radio show just way more effective. When I say using the book, I mean the belief repatterning book that was published by Hay House came out in April of 2012. And for those of you who are wondering, yes, I am in the process of another one, but don't hold your breath. This usually is about a year and a half process by the time we get a manuscript in until when it hits the shelves. So I'm looking at it likely being out in spring of 2015. With any luck at all, we might get it for fall. Sorry, spring of 2016. With any luck at all, we might get it for fall of 2015. But the book that's out right now, which will lead you through the belief repatterning process, is called Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts. And it is available through Amazon. You can get it as an ebook. You can get it as a hard copy, soft cover book. All kinds of possibilities, whether you have a Kobo or a Kindle or an iPad, available on all those platforms. And if it's not available in your local bookstore, they can in fact order it from whoever distributes Hay House books for them. So it's readily available. If you want one that's autographed and you get a note to me and you order it off the website, I would say in the next couple of days, for sure I can autograph one and mail it for you for Christmas presents, and also happy to mail them directly to someone for Christmas presents. We'll wrap them here and you just tell me what you want me to engrave to sign on the inside cover, and I'll do that for you. Happy to do that. So today's topic is learning about receiving and receiving well. But before we do that, we have a caller already, and I haven't spoken to Suzanne for some time. I believe this is a Suzanne I know. And so I want to take this call first before we dive into the content of the show. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi there, Suze. It's great to talk with you.
Yes, this is. I recognize your voice. This is the Suzanne from California that I know.
Yeah.
Hi. So Hi. you let Kiara know that you wanted to work on break-in. Did you have a break-in or what? I'm not sure what that's.
Okay. Yeah. One part of me is disabled and without a regular home. And at Thanksgiving, I was serving the poor for Thanksgiving. And the next night, my car got broken into and a lot of my valuables got stolen.
Mm.
So that's a heavy story, but I also feel very blessed in a lot of ways. And I love your theme about receiving. And what's coming up is this old part of me that says, I don't want to play. Like, I want to collapse. Like, I don't like the rules of this game. But I know ultimately that there's beauty, and I feel like I try to do too much being resourceful myself, and my way of connecting with my higher power or the universe, it's like I'm doing it resourcefully, but I'm not able to open up and be vulnerable and just like wait for someone to ask me to dance or wait for spirit to do something.
Yes.
So
yes, yes, yes.
Obviously there's a lot going on, but
yeah, nice awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So as you said, the topic of today's show, and it does totally fit into that, open to receiving. And I'm going to just say open to receiving on the upside of the line. You know, because often it's like, oh, I'm receiving, but I'm receiving all the ick. And so absolutely, I think you've got a great awareness on that, Suzanne. And I see it all around me that people are striving and pushing and doing everything that they can. And sometimes it's just a matter of being quiet and patient and knowing that, you know, it's not always on the same timeline as us. And trusting. I had a perfect example of it this morning. I've been offline for a couple of days. And this morning I had set aside to go through the emails that had been coming in and catch up. And I got to my email and I wasn't receiving or sending. And it was like, wow. Oh, that's weird. So I phoned my provider and she said, try this. And I tried that and I phoned her back. So we're back and forth a couple of times. And I said to her, you know what? I'm just going to switch what I was going to do today. And I'm going to put that aside and I'm going to go do something else because I can feel my frustration starting to kick in. And I did not want to feel frustrated. And for those of you who have listened before, you heard me say my frustration because I was starting to own it. And I just went, I'm not going to be frustrated. I'm going to be instead calm and productive. And so I went and did some other things, was calm and productive, checked in, you know, kind of every half hour to see if things were different and would send another note saying, tried this and it's still this way. And then I thought, I'm just going to go for lunch with a girlfriend. Phoned up a friend, went out for lunch, came back, and guess what? All the emails working just fine.
Wow.
So sometimes it is that just, you know, if we're pushing too hard, and there's that great book, Don't Push the River. And so let's see what there is that we can support you with, Suzanne, on that. Because I know that you do a lot of your own work, and I think that sometimes when we have done a lot of work and we have a lot of awareness, we can go into that, durr, how come? You know, why does this have to happen to me? And you know,
and there's a part of me that feels jinxed.
A
bank teller said that to me. He's an African-American male, really nice guy. But my cards got hacked, both my ATM cards, like 2 days before this happened. When I told him what happened, he said, oh, my God, you got jinxed. And the truth is the cards that got hacked, the bank caught it, and I didn't lose any money. So it was actually a gift, but somehow he put those two together, and it made me feel like, oh, my God, I'm jinxed.
Okay, so what is the opposite of feeling jinxed?
Blessed.
Yeah, so let's just repattern those two. So can you write down jinxed on the left-hand side of the page and blessed on the right-hand side of the page and put the arrow through it? Because I think that you've partially nailed it. So for those of you who are listening in, I know that there has been some point in your life where you may also have felt like maybe you were just on the receiving end of a bunch of stuff that you didn't feel you deserved, feeling a bit jinxed. It's a great word, isn't it? Jinxed.
Yeah. It's powerful.
It sounds mischievous, you know?
Yeah, it's an unusual sounding. Yeah.
Unusual spelling, too. When you write it down, it's like, wow, it's got a J and an X.
Yep.
I have to remember that next time I'm playing Scrabble.
Yeah.
I love how you're able to laugh. That's great. That's, you know, when we can bring humor to it. So let's go here. I forgive myself for believing that I'm being jinxed.
I forgive myself for believing that I'm being jinxed.
Make sure you breathe it in. I forgive myself for believing that it's hard for me to be blessed.
I forgive myself for believing that it's hard for me to be blessed.
Okay, so we're getting a little clicky noise. Oh, that's that they're telling me is your phone that's making that little clicky noise. Do you know about that?
I can hear it. It's not normally there, so we're having a big rainstorm, so that may be doing something. I don't know.
Okay, so So let's just go here.
Do you want me to call back on a landline and see if it's
better? Could you call back on a landline? That would be fantastic, and then we'll get a clearer sound on it. And
absolutely.
So we're going to hold a space for you to be blessed and for the line to be blessed as well.
Okay,
and I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Thanks, Suzanne. While we're waiting for Suzanne to be able to call back in, and isn't that interesting? As soon as we mentioned the word jinx, we started getting that clickety clickety click. And you know, I really think it's just all energy. and so there's energy in the phone lines. And so let's see if having on a landline is going to help out. And we'll go there in just a minute as soon as she calls back in. And while we're waiting for that, just to let you know, if you would like to join us for the Flip Your Switch evening courses, it's 3 evenings. It's at 6 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And that would make it like 8 p.m. Eastern time, and you can figure out your time zone from there. And we do an hour and 15 minutes over 3 weeks, and that'll give you time to practice and then come back with questions, get those questions answered. And really the content of the course takes the content of the book and deepens it. If you have not yet read the book, it's okay. You can do the course as the first part and then read the book as a reinforcement. So it works both ways. You don't have to have one done before the other. I've had people who have studied with me for several years. When they take Flip Your Switch, they always feel that they get something new from it, because it really is about applying it to your own life and where you are right now. So we've got a phone line that's just not being as clear as we'd like it to be with Suzanne. And so what I'm going to do is just go into a little bit of the content of what I wanted to share with you today. And as soon as we get her line clear, we'll just come back to that. So today's topic is, it may be better to give than receive, but it's best to learn to receive well. And so I started at the top of the hour mentioning about how, you know, lots of stress going on in December in the past for me. And then we're talking about a long time ago, past now 20 years. And over the years, I've just really looked at how do I create what I really want the season to be, which is joyous and fun and, you know, full of blessings. And even to the point of, I was thinking about my kids are coming over for an early Christmas on the 23rd. And I thought I was going to make a full on Christmas dinner. And then I thought, no, I want to be playing with the kids. And so I am totally open to some great Christmas recipes. If you want to send them to info@belief-repatterning.com, that would be terrific. We're just really looking at what I can do that I can do ahead of time and then just play with my grandkids. So I have 6 of them, 6 and under, and I want to make sure that I have that special time with them. You can create what you want to create in your holiday season. So the topic today, busy chasing down the perfect gifts for those that you care about, but have you considered the greatest gift that you can give to a loved one is your ability to receive from them completely. And what I mean by that is just be totally open to the receiving. We've got Suzanne back, and we want to really focus on helping her be open to the receiving of the blessings. So, Suzanne, we're back?
Yes.
And we have a nice clear line.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic. All right. So, I forgive myself for believing that I need to deflect any blessings that come my way. Wow, did I just lose you again?
In my way.
Okay, and breathe that in.
Can you hear me?
I can now. I couldn't at the beginning, but I can now. Okay, so I give myself permission.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you totally. I give myself permission to be completely blessed.
I give myself permission to be completely blessed in this moment and every moment.
Good. Breathe that in. And I appreciate that you added in what your monkey was telling you, and you've done enough of this work to know if the monkey has anything to say, let me know. Okay. I give myself permission to dissolve the old jinxing energy. It does not support me.
I give myself permission to release the old jinxing energy. It does not support me.
It doesn't matter where it came from. I just know where it's going.
It doesn't matter where it came from. I just know where it's going.
And where it's going is away from me.
And where it's going is away from me.
As I release the jinx, it allows space for more blessings.
As I release the jinx, I allow space for more blessings.
Monkey okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
I can be jinxed, or I can...
There's some teariness.
Some teariness, okay.
Yeah.
So just go to the teariness, ask what it's about. If it's releasing, that's great. If it's got something coming with it, let me know.
It's like scared. I'm scared to trust.
Ah, okay. So let's write scared to trust underneath jinxed.
Okay.
And for folks that are listening in, whenever you've got something coming up, you just make note of it. And then we deal with it as we go along. So scared to trust. Are we going there? Yes. Okay. So if there was a little girl,
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 year old, and you were speaking with her and she was afraid to trust, how would you help her?
I would take her hand. I would encourage her. I would let her know that I'm going to help her through, and that she's safe, and that she's already had experiences of trusting and being safe.
All right. So I'm hearing on the opposite side of that fear is encouragement and safety for you.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to up safety to secure.
Okay.
Okay. And you know what I mean by up it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because if somebody's safe, there's still a threat. But if
right.
they're secure, the threat's gone. Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
So we're working with blessed, encourage, and secure. All right. That all feels okay.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I recognize that old fear of trusting. It's held me back a long time.
I recognize that old fear of trusting. It's held me back for a long time.
And let it go. I'm very good at encouraging others and providing security for them.
I'm very good at encouraging others and providing security for them.
I forgive myself for believing I have to create safety for myself. I'd rather have security.
I forgive myself for thinking I have to provide safety for myself. I'd rather provide security.
Monkey okay with that?
Yeah, it feels really good.
And how's the teariness factor?
Left.
Gone. Okay, good stuff. Forgiveness, permission, we're at choice. I choose to encourage myself and create security for me.
I choose to encourage myself and create security for me. Yeah.
I give myself permission to be blessed.
I give myself permission to be blessed. That kind of, it's like this, kind of,
I forgive myself for the way things have been. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay.
Thank you. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been are the way they have to stay.
I'm ready to give myself the same level of encouragement that I give others.
I am ready to give myself the same encouragement that I give others.
I was giving encouragement on Thanksgiving when I was helping the poor.
I was giving encouragement on Thanksgiving when I was helping the poor.
I give myself permission to be secure in that.
I give myself to be secure in that. And what's
popping up is I don't have to be perfect in order to be blessed.
I forgive myself for believing I'm not already perfect.
I forgive myself for believing I'm not already perfect.
I'm perfectly in the place to learn what I need to learn to grow into what I desire.
I'm perfectly in the place to,
learn what I need to learn.
To learn what I need to learn.
To grow.
To grow.
In the direction I choose.
In the direction I choose.
That little scared girl is perfect.
That little scared girl is perfect. And having fear is okay.
She just needs encouragement.
She just needs encouragement.
One of the ways I encourage myself and create security is?
One of the ways I encourage myself and create security is drawing a picture of how I would like things to be all better.
Okay. How about drawing a picture of how I imagine things being?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel how that feels different?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So try that.
So drawing
I am free.
I am free to draw a picture of how things are being.
How do we want to word this? I'm free to create a visual picture of how things are becoming for me.
I'm free to create a visual picture of how things are becoming for me in the most blessed way possible.
Nice. I love when the inner coach shows up. That's great. This picture will encourage me and provide security within.
This picture will encourage me and provide security within.
Mm-hmm. How's that sitting?
Really well.
Nice. Forgiveness, permission, choice, freedom, affirmation, surrender. I know how to encourage others and create security for them. I was doing that at Thanksgiving.
I know how to encourage people and... Sorry, what was this?
Create
part?
Security.
And create security for them. I can do that for myself as well.
Okay, breathe that in. I'm ready to put... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, no.
I'm ready to put a bigger catcher's mitt on.
I'm ready to put a bigger catcher's mitt on.
I'm ready to receive blessings from all places, all ways.
I'm ready to receive blessings all ways. All directions, always. Can I say I deserve blessings, or is that too?
Absolutely. Difficult? I give myself permission to know I deserve blessings.
Yay! I give myself permission to know I deserve blessings in every way. That feels really good.
Nice. So, that place of deserving blessings. It feels okay. That feels really good and it feels solid.
Let me just check in a second. It kind of feels like 60-40. Like I want to believe that, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you for that. I was picking up on something here and I was kind of going,
You're very intuitive.
I really want to, but are you sure? Are you really sure? Okay, so one of the ways that I like to deal with that sort of, you know, the doubting monkey or the one that sometimes can come up a bit sarcastically and kind of be like, show me the money, honey. You know? Mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
And there's a wonderful story that Bob Proctor told that I don't know where he got it from, but I always attribute it to him. And he says, you know, waiting for your good to come before you believe it is a little bit like sitting in front of the fireplace and say, give me warmth and then I'll put on wood, you know? So it's kind of like, where are you stoking the fires? So what are you doing right now or how are you being right now that you're finding that there are blessings there? So I'm blessed with a good friend by the name of, or I am blessed with? Where are you already receiving blessings?
I'm blessed by a good friend named Barbara. I'm blessed that.
Okay, whoa. Okay, so here's what I hear most people doing, what you were just going to launch into, which is, let me just make a whole big list. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Now, you'll notice that when you're going into the pit and you make the big list, okay, they sink in. You let them sink in.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we're thinking about our blessings, we just go, oh, I'm blessed to have this and this and this and this and this and this. And then we keep it up in our head.
And we don't let it resonate.
Uh-huh. So let's let it resonate by saying one thing and then deeply breathing it in and then letting it go. And for the folks that are listening, play along with this with Suzanne, because it really, just to let it sink in. So I am blessed by my friend Barbara.
I am so blessed by my friend Barbara.
And breathe it in. And let it go. I'm also blessed by.
I am also blessed by having gotten through on this call and getting to work with Suze Casey.
Thank you. Breathe that in. I also feel blessed by. Did you have a great lunch today or a nice breakfast or?
I also feel blessed by the delicious organic lunch I made for myself.
And breathe that in. I give my, let me just let go here. I'm free to bless myself today by.
I'm free to bless myself today by. Sorting through my clothes and my photos and choosing the things I most love to keep. Did you hear that?
I did. I'm willing to bless myself in all ways.
I'm willing to bless myself in all ways and receive the blessings that are already here for me.
Okay, we've got an interesting sound there. Is that okay? There it goes. All right. That's okay. Are you hearing me still?
Yep, I'm hearing you. It's all the jinxes coming and being transformed to blessings to go on the world.
So let's go there. I can feel jinxed or I can transform them into blessings.
I can feel jinxed or I can transform them into blessings.
I'm choosing. Which one?
To transform my experiences and see the blessings.
It's my choice. I like transforming.
It's my choice. I like transforming.
Whoa, wait, that's really interesting.
That's a big blessing.
Exactly. You know, and I know for people who are, I know Kira's probably just like having a moment in the control room going, what is going on? But oftentimes when you're working in big energy, it's like you'll get crackle crunches all over the place and you'll get, you know, how come the phone's not working or the email's not working or whatever? And if you can just
connected vibrationally and atoms don't have to be quote alive or dead to spin around, right?
Exactly. Everything's always in movement and is all being, you know, all being transformed and transmuted at all times into whatever you place your mind on. So the more I focus on the blessings I already have, the more I increase my ability to receive.
The more I focus on the blessings I already have, the more I create more space for all the blessings to be received.
I am free to focus on the blessings I have and open up to receiving more.
I am free to focus on the blessings I already have and open up to receiving even more.
I'm free to get secure enough in myself to receive these blessings with ease.
I'm free to get secure enough within myself to receive these blessings with ease.
There we go. Now, that's very interesting. My clock is showing 333.
Uh-huh. That's a very
That's the first one of the statements that we said that we didn't get a funny feedback on. And for those of you who are aware of numerology in 333, it's the opening of the door to abundance, the Trinity, unity, wholeness. Yippee. Okay.
It was the time when I was guided to see a spiritual teacher in India that came totally out of the blue. I wasn't asking for a vision. And when I came back into consciousness and wondered, should I stay? Is that finished? I looked across and I saw the clock and it was 333.
Yeah. I guess it's not 333 at your house, but it is at my place. And yeah. I'm just looking, and the time that you called in was 303. So there was a space in the middle.
Uh-huh.
I'm holding a space for blessings in my life.
I'm holding a space for blessings in my life. I welcome them with ease and grace.
Nice, nice, nice. Alrighty.
My hand just started stroking on my stomach rhythmically in a really comforting way. So that's a really nice gratification.
Good. I'm encouraging myself and blessing myself.
I'm encouraging myself and blessing myself. It's my regular habit.
I deserve this.
I deserve this.
Okay.
I deserve many blessings and abundance and security.
I deserve it because it's my birthright.
I deserve it because it's my birthright.
I don't have to do or be anything other than me in order to deserve it.
I don't have to do or be anything except me in order to deserve it.
It's okay.
There's a little 60-40 on that one, but
okay. Let's have a look. See if we can find another word on it. I'm just going to go to the little pocket full books that's got 999 words to up your vibration and see what we can find. First half, second, page 8, 9, 10. Which column are we in? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. Oh, that's a nice word. Let's have overflowing. I give myself permission to have blessings that overflow.
If I can change that, just because I'm in a different situation you're in, and we're in a major storm, so I would rather not use overflow, although normally it would be beautiful. I'm wondering if thrive would be.
No, but I understand what you're saying. So you want, yes, because overflow, if you don't want to be wishing for that when you got big storms happening. Got
it. I mean,
all right.
They sent alert messages to every cell phone in the area. It's serious stuff.
Oh, goodness me. All right. So what is the result when you have overflowing abundance? You have the thrive, but what is it? Fully alive. Yes.
A generous heart and fully alive.
I give myself permission to be fully alive.
I give myself to be fully alive. And
I'm
joyously
choosing,
alive. Fully
I'm
joyously.
Choosing. Good. I'm choosing to receive with a generous heart.
I'm choosing to receive with a generous heart.
I know how to have a generous heart, and I'm choosing to receive from that place.
I know how to have a generous heart, and I'm choosing to receive from that place. That's lovely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, nice. So thank you for, you know, being open to the playing with this. And you know, as anything comes up and when you feel that 60-40, it's just like, what else do I need? It's kind of like shopping. You know, you didn't think about buying bananas, but then they were on sale. So you bought bananas and then you thought, you know what? I think I'd like to get some peanut butter with those.
Nice.
And then maybe it'd be nice to get some raisins and then I can have a really awesome, oh, maybe I should get some walnuts. What an awesome sandwich, you know, or whatever, right? You just keep adding ideas in and it's kind of like cooking. You know, you can just kind of add a bit of this and add a bit of that and not worrying about the recipe being exact, but just to your taste and to what you need. And so, you know, thank you for that needing to switch it up a little bit because of the situation that the environment you're in right now and being sensitive to that.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Thank you for the blessing. May it go out and bless everyone listening and all around the world. Bless you. Thank you, Susan. Sue.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in, Suzanne. It was lovely to hear from you.
All right. Bye-bye.
May your holidays be full of blessings, and actually the whole year long. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back after the break to talk about how you can really learn to deepen your ability to receive in a deeper way and be open to that. We'll be right back. My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on BeliefRepatterning.com. That's Belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, Repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. Thanks so much to Suzanne for calling in today. And as a result, she'll be having a spot that either she can use or she can pass along to a friend or family member for the Flipping Your Switch three evening seminar by telephone in January. So if you're wanting to really focus, get a kind of toe start on the 2015 and really make a change in your life, I'd really encourage you to join us. As I said earlier, we keep the classes to a small number. So that make sure that you get your questions answered and your $99 investment. Suzanne will be there complimentary, but your $99 investment, unless you want to call in which case you can come for complimentary as well, gives you not only that course time, but the 15-minute one-on-one with me where I'll show you how on Skype, we'll go face-to-face and I'll show you how to do muscle testing and how to use it to really help zero in on the energy that you're wanting to create in your life. You can call in on 877-230-3062 today and chat. We've got time to help you focus in on just getting in that deeper ability to receive, that way of just finding another way of being. So in the musings today, I talked about my experiences around this, and it really came clear this year because I have found myself in a new space. So let me share with you what was on the blog today. And it may be better to give than receive, but it is best to receive well. I love buying presents. I love wrapping presents. I love giving presents. In fact, I love just about everything about presents. However, learning to receive presents has been a journey in my life. I remember as a child and a young person feeling uncomfortable and even squirmy about receiving gifts. In the past, I'd been told I was hard to buy for. And I realized it was because I didn't feel worthy of whatever gift I was given, and so I would deflect it. Well, since then, I've repatterned around this over the years, and lo and behold, this year I've discovered it's time to up my ability to receive openly and freely. I'm in a new space, and the energy is higher, and so this life lesson of receiving has arrived again, encouraging me to deepen my self-worth. If you're discovering that the same thing comes up that you've repatterned in the past, or maybe you've worked on it in other ways, don't make the mistake of thinking that you aren't doing it right. Instead, know that it's simply an opportunity for you to deepen your learning, expand your ability, and raise your vibration. So the repatterning work, as an aside here, is really not about trying to find out what's wrong and fix it. It's like, oh, I'm noticing that old pattern again. Where do I want to make an adjustment here? And we heard Suzanne demonstrate that really, really well. These are some of the things that she has, you know, visited more than once. And it's okay when it comes to you, just recognize that you're in a new place. Many of you who have listened know that my background is in teaching, and I use what I think is an analogy that most of us can relate to. You know, each year you learned the same subjects, but you didn't learn the same thing about the subject. So in grade one, you learned some math, and in grade two, you learned some math, and in grade three, you learned some math, and all the way up to grade 12, you learned math, and 13, if you had that where you grew up, and, you know, if you went on to college or university, you may have taken math continuously. It doesn't mean you didn't learn it the first time. It means that you're deepening your skill set with it. And so I often will use the, oh, I'm really glad to be getting out of grade 5 with this one, and I'm ready to be in junior high. Can I just accelerate to grade 7? There's no putting yourself down when you look at it that way. You just realize that you're just in a progression. And some of us want to get our master's or our PhDs in some of these things. And I think that this lifetime, I'm getting my PhD on receiving and learning to just let others show their love and appreciation and caring for me by receiving deeply. And it's about that feeling deserving, isn't it? And that worthy of it. So let's do a group repatterning around that concept. I will say the statement, and then I'll say it again, and so that you can repeat it along with me, because a lot of the ones this week are a little bit longer. Let's take a look at this. So that making the mistake of thinking you aren't doing it right. Instead, know it's an opportunity for you to deepen your learning, expand your ability, and raise your vibration. After giving myself this gift yet again this week, I thought I'd send it along to you as well. So let's start with a repatterning. I forgive myself for believing I'm not worthy of the gifts, material and spiritual, that are given to me. I forgive myself for believing I'm not worthy of the gifts, material and spiritual, that are given to me. And breathe that in. And let it go. And if your monkey has anything to say about it, I'd love to chat with you. We've got time still. 877-230-3062 is the toll-free number. And you'll chat with Kara, and she will get you talking to me. If you've got time, I've got time today. I ask my family, friends, and my higher power to forgive me for all the times I've unknowingly deflected their gifts. I ask my family, friends, and my higher power to forgive me for all the times I've unknowingly deflected their gifts. And breathe it in. And let it go. And now we'll move into permission. I give myself permission to realize I am worthy of these gifts. I give myself permission to realize I'm worthy of these gifts. And I give myself permission to be just as excited about receiving as I am about giving. I give myself permission to be just as excited about receiving as I am about giving. And breathe that in. And let it go. So after the permission stage, we move into choice. When I receive with grace, I'm choosing to honor the giver. And that's the greatest gift I can give. When I receive with grace, I'm choosing to honor the giver, and that is the greatest gift I can give. And breathe that in. So an aside here, let's just think about giving and receiving as an infinity symbol that goes between you and another person. So they give because they feel that they want to give you something. You receive it, and in your receiving, you give back gratitude and joy, and it comes back to them, and then they maybe pass that back to you or pass it along to someone else. It's a figure eight that's continuous, and when we deflect these kinds of gifts, we break the energy train. So there can be no giving without a reciprocal receiving. There can be no giving without a reciprocal receiving. I am free to become both an amazing receiver and giver. I am free to become both an amazing receiver and giver. And for those of you who received the newsletter, I apologize. There's a typo in there. It came out as there could be no giving with a reciprocal receiving, and it should be without a reciprocal receiving. We'll see if we could get that fixed up before it goes into the archives. And we move then from freedom into affirmation. I love giving joy to my friends and family with my appreciative receiving. I love giving joy to my friends and family with my appreciative receiving. And breathe that in. And let it go. And then we'll go to a surrender statement, an I am statement. I am raising my willingness to receive from a place of worth. Or if that's finding too hard, you can say I'm learning to raise. I'm raising my willingness to receive from a place of worth. I am deserving and very grateful. And breathe that in. I encourage you to think about where you could receive with a little more grace. Where could you receive with a little more grace? Where could you let in more? And if, like Suzanne, you're finding that things are just feeling a little bit wonky, it's just an invitation for you to up it for yourself. That's all it is. Does that make some sense? I'm hoping it does. One of the things that I really, really am a huge proponent of is a daily practice to keep you in this place of mindful receiving. One of the ways that you can do that is through the app 365. And I just wanted to let you know, we have been having some technical challenges getting the app approved through the Apple Store. We started early November, and it normally takes a week to 10 days, and we're still having challenges back and forth. And so thank you for your patience. The 2015 version will be available very soon, and we will send out a note on our newsletter when that happens. If you go in right now, you'll be charged 99 cents and it'll only last you to the end of December. So you'll only get 3 weeks worth. I would encourage you to just wait until the new one comes and is available, and then you'll have December, the rest of December, and then all of next year, and it's at a $4.99 value this year. So that 365 repattern sends you a note every day. You have to say, yes, you want the push message, and then it'll come as a text message every day to your phone and reminding you to receive with ease. It's pretty easy when somebody's giving you something every day. So you may want to just have a look at getting that kind of a reminder. So today's word is sharing. I'm conscious of what I'm sharing, and I choose to willingly give of myself. Now, in order to do that, you also have to be conscious of what you're receiving and choose to willingly receive. It's just a figure eight, a reciprocal back and forth. I hope that this has been helpful for you as you're moving into this season of just lots going on. And last week we spoke about how it can be a time of high stress. I'm curious and interested to find out how you're looking at transforming that stress, changing it into something that can be created with ease. What is it that you're doing to create that in your world? It was very interesting. I was chatting with a client this morning, and we were talking about you know, she was saying how hard it is with Christmas goodies. And I said, you know, it's very interesting. I was invited to a function and I'm to bring a snack, a Christmas treat. It was a Christmas treat to share with my table. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll make those shortbread cookies. And then I thought, that doesn't honor my body to eat them. It doesn't honor anybody else's body to eat them. And I think it's just an old pattern. And as much as I enjoy the occasional cookie or sweet treat, I know if I made them, I would have them around the house and I'd be having more than the occasional one. And so I thought, well, how do I do a Christmas treat and honor everyone? And I thought, what if I brought like tamari almonds or maybe some hummus with some gluten-free crackers and some celery? You know, that allows us to honor our bodies. And I think that we need to do a little bit of repatterning as a society around the things that we see as treats and the things that we give ourselves as treats. And that may be one of the reasons why we have trouble receiving goodness in our lives is because we've been giving to ourselves with things that hurt us, like, you know, high sugar content things, or I deserve this drink. It's interesting. I have a very full day tomorrow and a girlfriend was saying, how are you, you know, taking care of yourself? And I said, well, made a plan to spend a bit of time with a girlfriend following it. And we were going to have a cup of tea or a glass of wine. And I thought, what I really want to do is meditate with her for 15 minutes. So I sent a note and said, can we switch up that glass of wine or cup of tea for a meditation? That is going to be way more supportive for me. And just being very mindful during this holiday season, how you can be completely and totally supportive of yourself. And it's a way that you can increase your ability to receive when you are giving yourself the things that you really need. And so treat yourself with maybe an early bedtime. Treat yourself with perhaps, lying in bed and reading for 20 minutes on the weekend. Something that really is nurturing for your body, your spirit, and your mind, rather than just that quick fix, that quick sugar high that we so often settle for this time of year. And what kind of gifts might you give to others that are mindful, that are ones that keep giving, that are things that can be a reminder throughout the year that they are loved and valued and appreciated? And what about you? What about you? While you're out looking for these gifts for others, you may wish to gift yourself something. I'd highly encourage it because it's another way that you can practice receiving. Do this in a way that is supportive of you, but maybe just makes you squirm just a little bit, because when we squirm, we're getting out of the old pattern and we're trying on a new pattern. Just make sure that those patterns are supportive, that they honor you, that they fit with what it is that you're wanting to create in your life. I'm really excited about this time of year. It's a time of year when I look back over my calendar and think about the things that have happened this year. The client I was working with today, I said, you know, if this time last year I could have told you that you would be here in this space, what would you have said? And she thought, oh, I wouldn't have thought it was possible. Just look at the growth that you've done this year and give yourself the gift of honoring that growth, realizing that you deserve it, that you are worthy of it, and that you're open to receiving this or something even better in 2015. I've really enjoyed our time together today, and I do trust that you are finding ways to create that calm, inner peace in yourself and with your families this season. If you have a great idea for a wonderful Christmas, healthy, supportive Christmas food that I might serve to my family on our Christmas time so that I can spend all of the time I want to crawling around on the floor with all the little ones rather than being in the kitchen being stressed, I'd love to hear from you. The other thing that I'd like to share with you is I'm offering a Christmas special. I spoke about it last week. If you would like to get a gift certificate for yourself, I'm opening up those gift certificates, 20% off of a session with me. Instead of the regular $165 Canadian, it's 20% off of that. You can buy gift certificates for friends. You can buy gift certificates for yourself, and there is no limit on it. The way that you do that is there's a spot on the Belief Repatterning website in the store for that, or you can simply give the office a call and do it that way. Or send me an email, office@belieffreepatterning.com. The phone number is also on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next week, know that you can, and in fact already are, repatterning anything and everything that you choose. And have a very blessed week and enjoy this holiday season. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.